Sometimes Forex trading is a wild and woolly place to be. That's why Hugh's here, to pose your questions to Walter, the naked Forex guy. Hugh's got questions, and Walter's got the answers. Here at the Truth About FX podcast.
Hey, Walter. What do you think was right and wrong about Jesse Livermore's trading psychology?
Yeah, great question, Hugh. So there's a couple of things that stand out. First of all, a lot of people probably don't know, or maybe you do know, that Jesse Livermore took his own life. So I know a lot of people talk about how his book was so great and all that, or the thinly veiled biography, Reminiscences of a Stock Operator. We can put the link for that up in the show notes for this episode so that you can check it out if you haven't read the book. But, you know, it kind of relates to Forex traders today even, because back in the day, Jesse was trading with these crooked brokers that they called bucket shops, you know, and Forex has a dirty name too, because these crooked brokers or whatever, and people selling you automated robots and all. It kind of has a dirty name. Well, you can kind of relate to Jesse's world, where people were going and trading with these so-called bucket shops. But here's the thing about Jesse. Two things that stand out for me. Number one is he took his own life. So if there's some sort of warning to traders out there that, you know, risk management is really the name of the game, and being on top of that, look no further than Jesse Livermore, who's a well-known, well-established, and really sort of revered trader. He took his own life. I mean, that tells you right there all you need to know. So that's number one. Keep that in mind. Number two is the book is great. It's an excellent book. But for me, what really stood out was his quote, where he says something along the lines of, and again, I'll link this up in the show notes so you guys can see it, but Jesse Livermore says something along the lines of this. He says, look, any fool can be right, you know, to buy at the right time or sell at the right time in the market. Any fool can do that. Anyone. It happens every day that someone gets into a trade at the perfect time. He said it takes real guts and patience to wait it out. And that's where my real money was made. You got that? I made my real money by waiting. And so that's something that I think a lot of people should probably keep in mind. For example, like, I'm just thinking about a trade that I took while I was sleeping last night, a trade that triggered for me, which was a really tight stop loss. It had 25 pip stop. And trades up 75 pips right now. So that's a 3-to-1, right? Well, yeah, but I'm not going to make a lot of money on this trade if I just like get out as soon as I got a little bit of profit, right? It's just not going to happen. What's going to happen is I'll make money if I can sit and wait. And that's really what it's all about. So that's something that I try and keep. I keep that little quote. I used to. I don't have it anymore. I used to keep that little quote next to my computer, where he says, you know, it was my sitting that made all the money for me. And that's something that I think that a lot of traders can take home. I mean, keep in mind, even though we say that, most traders actually give their winning trades too much room to move, and they should get out quickly in terms of like a trailing exit. Like if you have any sort of trailing exit, most traders have too much wiggle room with their trailing exits, and their initial stops are too tight, generally speaking. But overall, I just want to make those two points, that yes, you make money by waiting in this game, and two, you have to be really, really careful, guys, with your risk management. If you can't get that right, it probably is not for you. And obviously, even Jesse had problems with that, because in the end, that's kind of what undid him. And, you know, if you look at his career, it was kind of, he was up and down. He would make wild sums of money, and then he lost it all, you know, and that's all comes down to risk management. So that's what I would say about Jesse Livermore.
Okay, cool. Thanks for that, Walter.
Thanks.